Hello everyone, welcome to the Indian Cycling Podcast. We are doing a special episode today. It's about the National Road Championships taking place in Bikaner, Rajasthan. So we'll be doing a daily episode for the next 4 days, giving you an update. We have our intrepid reporter Sam Solomon, who's gone to Bikaner as part of the Telangana team. Sam, welcome to the show.
Hey, Harsh, thank you. I'm happy to be on the podcast.
Okay, Gopal, it's up to you now. Take it away.
Hey, Sam. So, before we talk about the event of today, can you quickly walk us through the event venue, Bikaner, and also about the various events scheduled for the next 3 days as well?
Sure thing. So, Bikaner, Rajasthan is quite close to the India-Pakistan border, and it's a little further up north, so it's quite dry. The one thing I've found out is also that it's not very humid, so it's very dry heat and it's a little dusty. The venue itself, the race course, is very, very, very flat. There are no hills, there's no climbs, there's no flyovers. It's more or less just a flat road. There's good headwinds on the way back, but a really strong tailwind on the way up. But it's also challenging because there are really, really dynamic conditions. Like certain parts of the day, the tailwinds are a particular direction. So it's very difficult to anticipate and expect that. As for the different events, today was the individual time trial. Tomorrow is going to be the team time trial event. Day after tomorrow is going to be the mass start. And the final day of the nationals is going to be criteria. So this is the layout, and I think from since this is my first nationals, it's good to see like the variety of people that show up from different team states, including junior riders, women riders, and they show up with incredible equipment, and they're all really, really strong riders. They all have talent, they all have into the top in their state, so it's quite remarkable to see. Fantastic. So first, let's talk about the Elite individual time trial today. Who was the winner? How did it go? How close was it? Okay, so individual time trial was a little later on in the afternoon. They let out some of the newer riders themselves, and they let the fast champion and the stronger riders go towards the end. The main contenders for the men elite individual time trial today were Naveen John and Arvind Tanwar and Mandeep Singh, and they let them go in one sequence. Initially, because of the changing conditions, we didn't know where the tailwind and the headwinds were. But as the goal developed, there was information coming in through the group, people kept talking about what the splits were. At the end of the first lap, Naveen was 30 seconds ahead of Arvind Tanwar. And at the end of the individual time trial, the split between Naveen and Arvind Tanwar had grown to more than a minute and a half, closer to a minute and 25 seconds, so which is a significant margin. The finishing order was Naveen John in first place, Arvind Tanwar in second place, and Mandeep Singh in third place.
By the way, Naveen John's race data, some restricted data, of course, is available on Strava if people want to look at it. I think he clocked more than 45 kilometers per hour.
So 47.7 kmph with the official guideline, and the published and recorded time.
47, is it?
Yes, 47.7 kilometers an hour.
Okay, on Strava it says 45.
Yeah.
Cool. How many riders were allowed for state, Sam?
There were two riders allowed per state on track.
Okay. So, any idea what was the rest of the field like? What was the top 10 players like?
I think between the top 5, there was a significant margin. But the margin kept getting smaller after the top 5. I think you'd say probably the top 15 to 20 riders except the top 5 would be very close to each other. There were a lot of riders with incredibly strong equipment. Like a lot of them were using disc wheels and integrated cockpits. It's always a good show.
So NJ was representing Karnataka, Arvind was representing railways, and
Mandi Singh was the SSB.
Sorry? Which?
The SSB. The services.
Services, okay. Cool. So what about the other disciplines, women, juniors and all?
So for the women and the juniors, I think there were a larger number of riders as well. They started off early in the morning at 8 a.m. and that went on to like 12:30. I think one of the standouts from this today's sessions was the under 23 and some junior categories, where some of those riders were really strong, and based on those conditions, they would become competitive in upper categories as well. Like for example, in the under 23 category, they were there ready from Bangalore, did 44 kilometers an hour average for 40 kilometers to take second place. That's a silver medal. The first place was Riyaz Zubin from Delhi, who was faster than the ability by a small margin. So that was like a significant show from both of them, which is quite competitive. And maybe it basically means that in the future, the men's elite ITT and just the general bar itself is being raised every year across the board for both men and women riders.
I think there was a very similar scenario last year as well, when our Telangana state double gold winner Aman had done similar thing. He was quite close to the elite timing as well, and he was looking like a very bright prospect to, in fact, he was even considering racing in the elite category this year. Unfortunately, crash and delayed recovery had to keep him out of the competition this year.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. With his timing, he would have taken a third place at last year's elite ID.
Yeah. Cool. So, so are you all set for tomorrow's team time trial?
Absolutely. Based on today's performance from Akash Panda and Sailendra from Telangana State, we have like good information on what the course feels like at full strength and full power, and tomorrow is team time trial, so we're expecting to have a really, really strong course.
So the fourth team member in your in Telangana is Doro Dugal, right?
Yes, that's the fourth class.
Yeah, did he reach?
Yeah, Doro got in earlier this morning, and
that was a fantastic update from the nationals out there. Thank you, Sam. I don't want to take too much time away. It's already quite late, and you have an early morning start for your race tomorrow. So I'll let you go back to sleep and wish you all the best for tomorrow.
Thank you, Mindy. Thank you, Asha.
Thanks, Sam.